May we celebrate really a great feast, one very much to reflect on, particularly in our own day and age, but one to reflect on always. When we think of the cross of Christ, the first thing we're going to think of is his death on the cross, a very solemn, somber occasion with intense suffering and ultimately death. And then if we're not careful, we tend to forget that behind after that death, of course, is the resurrection from the dead, the Lord's greatest victory. And that's what this feast is all about. Because the death of our Lord on the cross was a great victory. It was the victory over eternal death, our eternal death. And it is that victory that has opened up the way for us to eternal life. And that is what we need to reflect on here. And this, what we see presented here in our liturgy, over and over again, perhaps the greatest theme, is that of humility. That our Lord, actually he said it explicitly to Nicodemus in the gospel we just heard, that he will have to give up his life. That the God the Father gave up his only Son, that's himself, for the salvation of the world. Gave up his only Son. And what does he say? The Son of Man, that's how he refers to himself, the Son of Man must be raised up on the cross, must be raised up for the salvation of mankind. And we see an allusion to that in the first reading from the book of Numbers. When Moses lifted up the serpent, actually I think our Lord refers to it in the gospel, lifted up the serpent in the desert. That was to be the remedy for the people who were bitten by serpents and then died. It was a remedy. All who would look upon that serpent would be cured. They would not die. All who look upon our Lord suffering and dying on the cross, that great victory, and who believe, who accept it, that is their remedy. You see, the cross of Christ is not a defeat. It's not a defeat at all. It is a great victory. And it is the remedy for our salvation. And that is why it is that bronze serpent wrapped around the pole, which is an image of that which was raised by Moses in the desert at the command of God, that has become the symbol of the medical field, the remedy. And that is what the cross of Christ is for all of us. It is our remedy. And that is why we sang coming in at the entrance hymn, lift high the cross. That is, in our minds and our hearts, lift up not just an empty cross, not an empty cross, but the cross of Christ, with Christ hanging on the cross, dying on the cross. Without that, it's nothing. Lift high the cross in our minds and our hearts, always. Here is our remedy. That faith in Christ who suffered and died that death on the cross. He is our remedy. By the fact that a tree in the Garden of Eden brought on sin and death to the world, by Adam and Eve eating that forbidden fruit, that brought in death and evil. It's a tree, the cross of Christ, with Christ suffering and dying on the cross, who brings about eternal life. Without that, we have nothing. It's by the merits of the cross of Christ that we can achieve eternal life, no other way. And so it is that in great humility, we must keep this in mind, great humility, that our Lord, God himself, the infinite God, the Son of God, comes down to earth, becomes the Son of Man, becomes man, and suffers and dies on the cross, abases himself so much as to die the horrendous death of the cross, abases himself so much as to remain with us day and night in the Eucharist, You see what humility. What humility. And that is what we too must practice. And that is actually one of the, there are two historical events that is the basis for this feast. One, of course, is the finding of the cross by St. Helena, who was the mother of Constantine. Going back into the late 300s. And she found, she did an expedition to already about 80 years old, and she went to the Holy Land, and she found all three crosses, actually. The cross of Christ and the two thieves that were next to him. All three crosses. Now, which one was the true cross? She had to determine. And they did it by placing the crosses on a sick person. A very sick person, and it was the cross that healed that person, miraculously. And he knew that was the true cross of Christ. The other event was about two centuries later. Jerusalem had been overtaken by the Persians, and thus also the relics of the cross and other relics. And it was another emperor, Heraclius by name, who managed to retrieve the Holy Land from the Persians and determined himself to take the cross himself, carry the cross back to Calvary. And in all of his regalia with his crown and his, all his fine robes, he began carrying the cross. And it became so heavy for him, he couldn't go any further. He couldn't carry it. And it was the Holy Bishop of Jerusalem at that time told him, our Lord carried that cross in all humility and poverty. You must do the same. So he took off all of his fine raiments and everything, put on humble clothes, and he carried the cross up to Calvary. Humility, detachment. See, that's what it took for our Lord to suffer the death on the cross, and he did so willingly. God himself, the infinite God, becomes a man, one of us, and in his humanity suffers the death of the cross in complete, total humility and poverty, nothing. And that death is our victory. It is our remedy. We need only place our faith in there. In the midst of all of the evils and the horrors that we now have occurring in our life today, what is the remedy? We're not going to find it in politics. We're not going to find it by ourselves at all. In all of our emotions and everything else. Where are we going to find that remedy? In the cross of Christ. We must turn to him. We must, as we sang, I repeat, lift high that cross, our minds and our hearts, to our Lord suffering on the cross. See his humility. See that poverty. See that complete immolation. Immolation. And we must be willing to take upon ourselves that immolation, that sacrifice. We too have to make that sacrifice. Are we willing to do that? Do we truly believe? Are we ready to get down on our knees and pray? Look to his cross. Look to that cross. Look to him there. And say, yes, Lord, I give you back myself. I make that sacrifice. Hear our needs. See our needs. Have mercy. Are we willing to do that? That's what we are called upon to do. Here then, we find the great victory. If we will all do that, all of us here in the world today, we can turn the whole thing around in an instant. Don't think it wouldn't happen. Are we willing to do that? Here is the victory. The cross of Christ. The death of Christ on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. Let us reflect on that always, every day. Here is the great victory. And then let us make that sacrifice. Praise be Jesus and Mary.